devotional podcast devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Well, thank you for joining us. Our passage is going to come from 1 John chapter 3, and we're going to read verses 19 through 24. By this we shall know that we are of the truth and reassure our heart before Him. For whenever our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart, and He knows everything. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence before God. And whatever we ask, we receive from Him, because we know His commandments, and we do what pleases Him. And this is His commandment, that we believe in the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as He has commanded us. Whoever keeps His commandments abides in God, and God in him. And by this we know that He abides in us, by the Spirit whom He has given us. I've been struck recently how often Scripture asks the questions that we are asking and then answers them in a biblical way. And if we're not reading carefully or reading in context or paying attention to what's going on, we're going to miss it. And someone pointed out recently, and it's just totally unlocked this book for me, is that 1 John is about assurance. You know, you've got one of the most famous verses on assurance, 1 John 5:13, I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. The book of 1 John says a lot of hard things. And so sometimes I find myself reading through the book of 1 John, wincing for the blow. That does my life reflect these passages? But once I've understood that this is about our assurance, that we can find assurance in these pages, it's really become an encouragement to me, and that's totally true for this passage that we just read, 1 John 3. And here would be the question that Scripture asks and answers for us. What if I don't feel close to God? What if I don't feel like I'm the Christian I ought to be? And this passage answers that question for us. When our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart, and He knows everything. Sometimes we don't feel like we're close to God. We don't feel like we are the Christian we ought to be. But as a pastor once taught, is that we walk by faith. And I always contrasted that with, you know, what we can prove or, you know, what science teaches, whatever that is. The opposite of that would be faith. Well, there's another category as well, what we feel. We do not walk by what we feel. We walk by what we know from God's Word. And God's Word tells us that when we feel far away, God is greater than our hearts, and He knows all things. He knows our standing. He knows when our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Or the last verse that we read, by this we know that He abides in us, by the Spirit whom He has given us, that we are sealed with the Holy Spirit when we place our faith in Jesus Christ. We can have confidence that we are sealed for eternity by the very life of God inside of us. The ground of our assurance is what God has done, not what we can do, either before or after our salvation. But in light of that objective reality, the Word of God does say that our lives will look different. For one, when we are walking in confidence, when we are not feeling condemnation, or when we're not feeling fear about our state, we can walk in confidence. We walk in knowing what God has for us. And what does God have for us? What should we live like? And it's the classic lesson to love God and love people. We must believe in the name of God's Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another. This is what God's people will look like. And as we walk with the Lord, as we mature as believers, salvation is an objective thing that happens, and subjectively, we should see over time God bear fruit in our lives because we have been regenerated, being the theological term, which just means that we've been given new life, that the life of God is operative inside of us as believers. And so that means we will grow in loving God and loving people, and we learn what that looks like and how to flesh that out from the Word of God. So when we are feeling discouraged about the state of our faith, we can assure ourselves from God's Word that if we believe in Christ Jesus, we can know that we have eternal life and can be encouraged, convicted, drawn closer to say, and the more that we walk with God, we will see life change. We will love God. We will love people by His grace at work in us. So, Lord, we thank you for the assurances of your word. We thank you for a salvation that is not based on our works, but, God, on your grace. And we thank you that that grace does not leave us where we are, but it continues to bear fruit in our lives. So, Lord, help us to walk in the Spirit, as Galatians says, to follow after you, so that we might see more of these assurance promises at work in our lives. To God be the glory. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Thank you for tuning in to another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.